During Lent, we walked with Jesus through the desert for 40 days. We asked God to help us to repent, to do good works, and to pray with greater fervor. And then we walked with Jesus on Holy Thursday at his Last Supper with his disciples, where he washed their feet, where he gave us the gift of the Eucharist. And then we walked with Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he began to take on the sins of the world. On Good Friday, we carried the cross with Christ, and we stood at the cross with Christ as he took his last breath. And today, we began in the tomb with Christ, waiting in the darkness for the moment when darkness lost all of its might. It's an amazing thing to think of, the events that we've commemorated over the last few days, the horror of it all. Our God had spent 3 years building this tiny little community and teaching his disciples everything he could. He prepared them, said, "This is how it's going to go down," and it all fell apart. One of them, it says in Scripture, literally when they grabbed his clothes, he ran away naked rather than get caught with Jesus. One of them sold him, betrayed him. Another one denied even knowing him 3 times, and that was who Jesus put in charge. And he was led before a religious trial where he was found guilty, he was lied about. And not only that, but then they handed him over to the occupation government, who tortured him for hours. He carried his cross 2 miles to the place where they drove the spikes through his hands and through his feet. And he died in agony. And everything was going perfectly according to the plan. Everything was going exactly how Jesus wanted it to go. He had to die so that our sins would die with him. But there was another reason he had to die. It's because he had a visit to make. That upon his death, Scripture tells us he descended to hell. He broke open the gates, and he rescued all the people who were there. And he took them to the kingdom of heaven. This was the goal. From that which we celebrated, starting on December 8th, right, our Mother's Immaculate Conception, it was the beginning of a very, very brave, crazy plan. And the whole goal was to save us. You and I now know, because of what we celebrate tonight, that when we sin, we turn to our God and we receive forgiveness. And that sin has no power over us. It's dead. And when we weep at graves, we do so as people who have hope, because we know death didn't get the final word. God gets the final word. Our faith is ancient and it's beautiful. But too often we reduce it to a series of do's and don'ts. But those aren't our faith. Those are symptoms of our faith. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, who saw our lot and came running to our rescue. And to that end, he laid it all on the line because he loves you and he wants you free. We are the most blessed people in the world to know this. We are the most blessed creatures in the universe to be loved like this. Fear nothing. Never give up the fight for virtue. Never let go of Jesus. And if your life on this earth takes you to a big cross or a little cross, wherever it takes you, Jesus goes with you. As St. Paul reminds us, we who die with Christ rise with Christ. And that's what we celebrate today. Amen.